as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
Thank you. Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, and my guest this morning is Lindsay Williams. I've asked Lindsay to be the current skyrocketing price of gasoline and oil and, of course, aviation fuel, which is endangering the survival of many of our airlines. In fact, a number of our airlines, four of them, of the smaller ones, have gone down. The rest are trying to consolidate. And believe me, once they've consolidated, then prices are going to go up even higher as far as air travel is concerned. But they're putting extra fees on. If you want to take two suitcases, check them through, why that's going to be extra. If your one suitcase is more than 50 pounds, that's going to be extra. They're talking about even down the line having to charge you for the soft drinks you get. Everything has to produce money because the airlines are in real trouble. But then so are the farmers and the truckers and, yes, the American people. Why gasoline? Unleaded gasoline is almost $3.90 where I live, and well over $4.30, $4.40 for the ethyl, a high-octane gasoline. But you have to understand that over in Europe, England is approaching $10 a gallon for gasoline. Why is it so much more in Europe? Well, they have all sorts of taxes that they add on over there. But it's really all about the desire to get you out of your cars. You must understand that there is a master plan behind everything, and there is plenty of oil in the world. But the oil companies have done everything they could to discourage it being developed because they want a cartel. When they have a cartel, they have more money. And you don't really think that the current Bush administration, which is made up of oil men like the Bushes and the Cheneys and the others, is going to do anything to hurt the price of oil, do you? I mean, you have to be incredibly naive not to believe that the oil companies want to make all the money that they can. And that's why many years ago they funded the environmental movement, which has been used to block development of nuclear energy, block the oil well drilling and natural gas drilling, and certainly to prevent any competition so that they will have a monopoly. Once you understand that, everything, you know, falls into place. Now, I'm all in favor of free enterprise. I believe in free enterprise. I do not believe in monopoly capitalism, which is what we have. If we were to put a price, a floor under the price of oil. So, for instance, it couldn't drop below $25 a barrel for oil. Why the wildcatters and other people would go into this, but every time they go in, every time, you know, they get competing with the big boys, they drop the price, bankrupt the wildcatters, and then they raise the price again to obscene levels, which is where it is today. And good morning, Lindsay Williams. How are you?
Dr. Stan, thank you for the privilege of being on your show today. It has been a long time since I've been with you.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you. And let's bring us up to date on your impression of what's going on today. And with your knowledge, having worked on the Alaska pipeline and knowing there's lots of oil up there, and yet they're intentionally not bringing it to market. You pick the story up there.
Well, everything you have just said is true. But let me make a statement that I've been using lately that pinpoints all this so well. What you are talking about right now and what I will be dealing with in crude oil and the price of gasoline at the gas pump, the fact that the farmers cannot plant their crops this spring because of the price of diesel fuel, fertilizer, which is made from petroleum products, all of this is not a conspiracy. No, I do not believe in a conspiracy. I'm not a conspiratorialist. This is not a conspiracy. It is an agenda. When I look back over years ago, when I, by the providence of God, had the privilege of having executive status with the nine major oil companies that built the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, and then dared to write my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, giving names, dates, and places, I look back over those experiences in those days and realize that this isn't a conspiracy, it's an agenda, because I heard them talking way back then about a 30-year plan that they had for the world, and I've watched them carry it out meticulously, just exactly as they said they were going to do it. And then I remember back about 4, maybe 5 years ago when I had the privilege, and I say an honor and a privilege to be on your show, because Dr. Stan, you have so faithfully over the years told people the facts and given them the issues. And I remember about 4 or 5 years ago, when you allowed me the privilege of being on your show for the first time, I said crude oil is going to $150 a barrel. People had trouble believing that back then. And I said gasoline at the gas pump is going to $3 a gallon. Well, that's old hat now. We're almost nearly $4 a gallon. And I'm going to have to say at this point, I told you so. Everybody out there, because people say, oh, well, Lindsey Williams is a prophet. No, I'm not. I just happen to know the people who are doing it, had executive status, sat in the board meetings with the elite of the world for 3 years' time, and dared to tell what I heard these people say, and all of this was planned in advance. They knew everything they were going to do. I told it 3 and 4 years ago that it was going to happen, and now it's taking place, and it is going to $150 a barrel, probably, in the next few weeks' time, and you are going to be paying, before the summer's over, $5 a gallon at the gas pump.
Well, I don't question that. I think it's only a matter of time before the price goes up, because I believe there are many, many agendas out there, but one of them is to get people out of their cars. They really don't want you in your car. That's what this whole scam of global warming is, the coldest winter we've had in years, and yet an awful lot of people believe in global warming, because it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal and Time and Newsweek and U.S. News and World Report, all the major media commentators and all of our political leaders tell us that global warming, it doesn't matter what the scientific evidence is. They will tell you that all legitimate scientists have agreed. And, of course, that's a lie. But then you couldn't sell this if it weren't, you know, if it were not an organized effort, because they do have an agenda. And one of them is to get you out of your cars. The other is to impoverish the American people. And, boy, they're going to do a good job of that as this thing unfolds. So, Lindsey, certainly, why don't you talk a little bit about Gull Island and of course, what Gull Island, the story of Gull Island is about. And apparently you've had other information about other oil fields, massive oil fields, that are not being opened up. But you picked the story up there.
There is no shortage of crude oil. The only shortage is a shortage of honesty in Washington, D.C.
We'll be back in just a minute, Lindsey. Hang on there. That music means we're going to a break. So we'll be back in just a moment with Lindsey Williams right here on the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 post-paid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. We have many treasures here in wonderful, colorful Colorado. One of the lesser known is on the corner of Mulberry and Remington right here in Fort Collins. Can you guess it? That's right, the Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. It's family owned by John and Carol Anderson. They specialize in gold and silver coins, rare coins, and gold and silver bullion. Call today at 970-482-7759 or visit the corner at Remington, Mulberry, and Fort Collins. Again, that number is 970-482-7759.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest, Lindsey Williams. Lindsey, you picked the story up there.
Dr. Stan, let me say emphatically to everyone out there in the listening audience, there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. You mentioned Gull Island. In order to give that, I need to say I sat in the board meetings with the elite of the world during the time that the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline was being built. I had been a missionary in the state of Alaska. They invited me to be the chaplain of the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, and they gave me executive status and asked me if I'd like to sit in that board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor. What I saw changed my life, because if someone had asked me before my experience, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world, I would have laughed at them and said, who are you, a John Bircher? If someone had asked me after I lived on the North Slope of Alaska, on America's big oil field at Prudhoe Bay, with the elite of the world for 3 years' time, lived in the same dorms with them at Prudhoe Bay, sat across the dinner table. I remember one morning I got up and across the breakfast table was International Secretary Treasurer of Exxon. And after living with these people, having an opportunity to pick their brains and know their mindset, I can say emphatically there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. And what they're doing is not necessarily just for the sake of money. Now, some of the people I rubbed shoulders with when I sat in the board meetings with the elite, they could have written a check for $1 million a day for the rest of their life, every day for the rest of their life, and never have spent their fortunes. It goes much deeper than that. People, everything you have been hearing Dr. Stan say over the years on his program, believe every word of it. These people do exist. They have an agenda. They know exactly where they're going. They do tell the president what to do, dictate to Congress what bills to pass, tell the Arabs what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil in any given day, and control the currencies of the world. And I will never forget that morning when I walked into ARCO base camp. And Dr. Stan, the first time I told this, I think it kind of startled you a little bit, and you were so investigative, as you always do such a thorough and meticulous job, and you actually contacted Mr. Jim Lawler, who was an executive with Atlantic Richfield. He was the equipment's man for them, and you said, is Lindsey Williams' book correct? I'll never forget that, and I don't blame you. I'm glad you did, because it sounded so way out in left field that this would be true, but I'll never forget that day. I walked into ARCO base, and Mr. Jim Lawler was standing at the door, and I greeted him, and he said, Chaplain, would you like to see something exciting today? And I said, Jim, I sure would. What do you mean? He said, come on, hop in the pickup truck, and let's go out to West Dock. He said, I want you to see something. And as we rode along, he said, we think we have just discovered one of the largest oil pools in North America. He said, today we're going to release some oil from it. And he said, I think you're going to find this exciting. We arrived there, stayed for a moment or two. All of a sudden, a big black plume of smoke went up into the sky. And he got excited. The more he saw it, the more excited he became. And finally, he came back to his vehicle and he said, come on, let's head back to ARCO base camp. I want to see what's coming in right out from the well site. Well, this is about 3 miles out in the Arctic Ocean now, where this Gull Island was that they had drilled for an old year and a half. And when we got back to ARCO base, we walked up to Mr. Ken Fromm's office. Ken Fromm was a senior executive with Atlantic Richfield that week. And when we walked up to the door, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I looked inside. I knew these men because I'd been rubbing shoulders with them over the time that I'd been on the pipeline. And when I looked in that room, I said, I'm not about to walk in there until I'm invited. Here were the top 8 oil company officials of the world. I've never seen such a lineup of top men. And finally, Mr. Ken Fromm says, oh, come on, Chaplain. Come on in. You may as well see this. And I walked in, and he said, look, this is Gull Island. Yeah, I said, I know where it is out there off West Dock. He said, Chaplain, we have just discovered the largest pool of oil in North America. I said, well, Ken, what does that mean? He said, basically, Chaplain, it means America doesn't need any more foreign oil. We are energy independent. We can bring the price of gasoline down. We can have back the great American dream again. He said, Chaplain, it should be headlines on every newspaper in America tomorrow morning. Well, believe you me, after watching what I watched that day, I went back to my dorm room that night, and the next morning, the first thing I wanted to do was get back to base camp and look at the headlines on the Anchorage newspaper that came in on Wayne's first flight. And I did. I got back early that morning, And the second I got to the door, the security guard called me. I wondered what in the world was wrong with him. He said, Chaplain, you go upstairs and sit down in Mr. Brom's office immediately. Don't you say a word to anybody. I said, what's wrong? He said, don't even talk to me. Well, in a few moments, Mr. Brom walked in, closed the door, and said, Chaplain, I'm sorry I let you see what you saw yesterday. He said, I wasn't supposed to let you in that room. He said, the information has just been ordered classified, and no oil is going to be released from that pool anytime soon. I said, wait a minute, Jim. Ken, you can't do that. I said, yes, Chaplain. And I said, well, why? This can bring the price of gasoline down, America's energy independent. He said, no, we're not going to release any oil from that pool until we get the price of the oil where we want it to go. I said, where do you want it to be? He said, I can't tell you. Well, I found out just recently, and that's the reason I've been talking about $150 a barrel oil now for some time. And then after the first edition of my book, Energy Non-Crisis, came out, it had a chapter in there entitled Gull Island Will Blow Your Mind. I dared to tell the story of what happened that day. And just a few months afterwards, I was sitting in my home in Kosilov, Alaska, and Mr. Fromm called on the phone. Oh, he was mad. I don't think I've ever heard an oil man so angry. I said, Ken, what's wrong with you? He said, Lindsay, when you saw what happened that day, and I let you in that room, he said, they found out that I was the one that allowed you to see that information, and he said, I am a career man with Atlantic Richfield. He said, I've been with them all my life. He said, I'm only a few years away from retirement. He said, they just fired me. I said, what? He said, yeah. He said, they fired me because I was the one that let you see that, and you wrote it in your book. He said, Lindsay, I am so angry. I would like to rewrite your book for you. I said, why? He said, there are just a few things in your book, Energy Non-Crisis, and they're going to discredit the entire book because you're a minister, not an oil patch man, and a few words aren't exactly right. Ken Fromm and I sat down for about a month. He completely rewrote my book, Energy Non-Crisis, wrote an additional chapter himself. Now, this is a senior executive of Atlantic Richfield, one of the top men. He wrote a chapter entitled, If Gull Island Doesn't Blow Your Mind, This Will. It is the largest pool of oil on the face of the earth. Not one drop of oil until this day has ever been released from that field. They're going to take the price of crude oil to $150, somewhere between $7 and $11 a gallon at the gas pump. And then the oil companies will release that oil, and every bit of it done by a design plan. Well, after the new, updated, and enlarged edition of Energy Non-Crisis came out with Ken Fromm's chapter in it, again, one day he called me on the phone. This time he wasn't angry. I could hear a smile in his voice. And I said, Ken, you must be feeling better. He said, well, yes, I am. He said, Atlantic Richfield just hired me back, gave me a large increase in pay, promised me a huge retirement when I retire, and told me I shouldn't be talking with you anymore. But he said, Lindsay, I sure am glad I helped you rewrite that book and get everything letter perfect before they hired me back, Dr. Stan.
Well, that's an amazing story. And certainly I checked with Bill Lawler, and he certainly confirmed everything that's said. So, ladies and gentlemen, there is an agenda. This is how the world really works. And if you really believe, you know, that they call these executives to Washington, D.C. to testify, and they say, oh, shucks, why, you know, we have nothing to do with the prices going up. We're just the middlemen. We're trying to do the best we can for the American people. When Lee Raymond, the chairman of Exxon, retired a few years ago, probably about 2005, as I remember, he got a $400 million bonus. $400 million bonus. Isn't that nice? Because he'd done such a good job for Exxon. That was Lee Raymond. And people don't understand. These people have no moral conscience. It's all about profit. But even behind that is another agenda. They really do want to get you out of your car. They do want to wreck our economy. They do want to impoverish the American people and redistribute our wealth to other nations. That's laid out in something called the Earth Charter, which you pull down off the Internet. It is the Mein Kampf behind so much of what's going on today. And certainly profit is important to some people, but other people have even a more sinister agenda. Well, anyway, Lindsay, certainly your predictions have come true, and the book is available. You carry it. We carry it, The Energy Non-Crisis. It's an easy read. And it gives you the entire story of what's going on today. Now, what's this about another big find up there? Have you been able to verify that at all?
Yes. In fact, 2 weeks ago, one of my informants in the state of Alaska, and I still have some people who want me to know the truth and try to get it out to the American people. He was a security guard on the Swanson River find. Now, this only happened 2 weeks ago. They have discovered and proven, as of 2 weeks ago, a new oil field just north of Birchwood in the state of Alaska. This is on American soil. It is five times the size of Prudhoe Bay oil field. Now, let me try to explain. Prudhoe Bay oil field was the huge find that was found back in the 60s, and then in the 70s, they built the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, and in 1977, crude oil flowed down the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline at the rate of 1.7 million barrels of oil every 24 hours. Now, that field has been operating for 32 years and flowing oil continuously, and the field still has not dropped pressure in it. It was 1,500 pounds of natural artesian pressure 35 years ago. It still today has 1,500 pounds of natural artesian pressure because the field is replenishing itself, as the Russians found when they drilled that Kola SG-3 wells to 42,000 feet, I think it was, and the deepest ever drilled in the earth, and they say that they have massive amounts of crude oil down there. Well, the huge Prudhoe Bay field still producing. Now, they have found the Swanson River oil field, they've named it, five times larger than the Prudhoe Bay oil field. We positively should have gasoline at $2.50 a gallon if we had 1 ounce of honesty in Washington, D.C. But we have an oil president, an oil vice president. Our president is making a fortune. He goes in office with so many millions. He comes out with so many billions. I mean, this is an atrocity that should make the American people so angry that there would be an impeachment from the president down through the vice president and most of Congress. It is an atrocity that if only the American people knew a fraction of what I know, I'm sure they'd rise up in arms and do something about it. We must have some honesty in Washington, D.C., but yet they don't give us a single person to vote for this time that we could possibly get any honesty up there. The Swanson River oil field. Now, I asked the security guard, I said, will we hear about that down here in the lower 48 states? He said, oh, no. He said, you will never get that in a newspaper in the United States. He said, it'll never go on national news. He said, this will probably not be released until oil is at least $150 a barrel, five times the size of the Prudhoe Bay oil field. And instead of taking food off of your table and putting it in the gas tank in order to fill up your SUV, you should be paying $2.50 a gallon at the gas pump.
And, you know, of course, what the American people never stop and realize is, number one, I mean, what's driving up the price of oil? Why, very simply, the president is filling up our strategic reserves. Instead of releasing oil from the strategic reserves, and I don't know how many hundreds of millions or billions of barrels of oil they've stored away there, why, they're buying it at these high prices and driving the price up even more. And then, of course, this whole scam on ethanol. Certainly, ethanol is not a good alternative, although it is an alternative gasoline. We could import it from Brazil for probably two-thirds of the price that we're getting here in the United States. Not only that, we have to subsidize every gallon of ethanol that's produced. Arthur Daniels Midland produces 80% of the ethanol, and they get a subsidy from the United States government for every gallon of ethanol that's produced, because economically it's not feasible in the United States using corn. We could use other products. I think down there in Brazil they use grass, other things, you know, lots of other things. They don't have to use the corn, but you see, by using corn, then we can drive up the price of corn, and then we can drive up the price of eggs, and of chickens, and of beef, and of any animal that's fed grain. And you see, it all is part of this program of driving prices up, impoverishing the American people. And when are they going to be smart enough? When are they going to get this information out? when are we going to say we're not going to put up with this anymore? We'll be back in just a moment at the American Freedom Network.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb. Tom, what makes the Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheatridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
People could contact you?
LWOil.com. Very simple. We keep it so that people can remember it easily. LW stands for Lindsay Williams. LWOIL.com. We've got update briefings there. You'll hear the very latest of what's happening in oil day after day. But Dr. Stan, what happened just last week is, I hope that if all the other things that I've said so far on the program today have not alarmed you, I hope this one... All right, I'll just give a name. Charlene Chambers. This won't register with you. It's a mother. It's a mother of a young man who spent 18 months in Iraq. And when he came home, he was so angry. He was so upset until he said to his mother, Charlene Chambers, he said, "Mother, do you know anybody can help me tell the truth about what I saw in Iraq?" And she said, "Yes." And it was about oil. And she said, "Yes, there's one man that I've heard on the radio. His name is Lindsay Williams." She got in touch with me by way of our website. And she told me the following story. She said her son spent 18 months in Iraq. He was given the responsibility. He was in the 82nd Airborne. Now, I'm going to give enough here that you know exactly who this is. He was in the 82nd Airborne and 18 months, and he was given the responsibility of guarding the Iraqi pipeline. Well, in the process of doing this, he heard a lot of things said He heard some things he wasn't supposed to hear. He asked the right questions, and he found out some things. Now, folks, you heard our president and vice president say back a number of years ago, they said, the oil will flow from Iraq and pay for the war. Well, it hasn't paid for anything, has it? And then, lately, we've been hearing, oh, the oil isn't coming out of Iraq. There's so much conflict over there until we can't get the oil out. That is exactly the opposite of the truth. You know, you've got to understand, we have an elite group that is controlling the world, and we have an elite president and vice president that is a part of all of this. And this young man came back. He was so angry. He got in touch and gave me a written testimonial. Now, I have this. I have it right here in front of me. A written testimonial from this young man who spent 18 months in Iraq, and he was responsible for guarding the Iraqi pipeline. And he said, quote, I'm quoting his now, oil is leaving Iraq so fast it would make your head spin. Let me tell you what he said. He said that he watched the big tankers leaving Iraq day after day. He said oil is going out of there as fast as it ever did. He said it is leaving Iraq. Do you want to know where it's going to? I mean, does it spark your attention yet to wonder where this is going? Well, I'll tell you where it's going. He actually put it down in his testimonial. He said it is being shipped. Come on now, watch this, folks. He said it is being shipped to the storage facilities in Missouri, in the salt limestone cliffs, and other places in the Midwest. He went on to tell what's happening, but you want to know who's making the money off of it? Oh, yeah. I mean, instead of the taxpayer is paying for the war in Iraq to the tune of what it is, and the American lives are being lost over there, men and women, while our president and vice president are making a fortune off the war, because the oil is being shipped out secretively. This young man told the whole story, made the statement, I saw the tankers going out day after day. It's being shipped in here, and the money is being pocketed, and they go in office as millionaires and come out as billionaires, and you wonder where it is at $126 a barrel for crude oil. Folks, this should cause such a stir in America. And the testimony of this young man startled me so much. I have been trying my best everywhere to get people to listen to the fact we are being intentionally misled. The middle class of America is being destroyed. We are having a super elite that is growing stronger day by the day. They are going to set up the North American Union. Dr. Stan, this is so startling. When I got this testimonial from this young man, he said, I cannot keep quiet any longer. I must tell the story. There it is, folks. I hope you'll understand that Dr. Stan tells the truth on his program day after day, and it's not just some far-out idea that he's expressing. And in his newsletter, which you must have, I mean, I wouldn't want to do without Dr. Stan's newsletter. You are going to get the truth day after day after day, and the story that they're not allowing the media to tell, Dr. Stan.
Well, I think it's any person with half an ounce of intelligence should ask yourself why the president insists on buying more oil and putting into the strategic, reserve when the price is high. You'd think he'd want to buy the oil when the price is low. And if he had simply stopped buying and then start releasing that oil, why would have an overabundance of oil? The price would go down. They don't want the price to go down, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you have to understand, the excuses, well, that's strategic oil. We have to have that strategic oil. No, this is how you create an artificial shortage, and, of course, you drive the price up for yourself and your friends. Understand, think about it. Think about it logically. Many of the senators are pleading with the administration to stop buying oil and driving the price up, to start releasing oil and drive the price down. That is not the agenda. When you go to the gas pump next time, the gas station next time, just remember what I'm saying. Understand that they know exactly what they're doing, but the last thing they want is for the American public to know. And to understand, of course, that the war in the Middle East is going to go on forever. I mean, we ended the Second World War in 4.5 years. We've been fighting in Afghanistan for over 7 years, and no end in sight. Things are just getting worse. That's because we're financing the Pakistanis that are financing the Taliban that are killing our boys. If we weren't doing that, we couldn't keep that war going. In the same way, who's financing the Al-Qaeda there in Iraq? Well, this money's coming from our good friends in Saudi Arabia. In fact, most of Al-Qaeda is Saudi Arabian. Aw, shucks. That doesn't make sense. Aren't they our allies? No. 15 of the 19 terrorists who were told blow up the World Trade Center came from Saudi Arabia. Now, I really don't believe we've been told the truth about what happened at 9/11. I don't think we're being told the truth about the no-win war in Iraq and Afghanistan. We're not being told the truth, certainly, about the oil and the overabundance of oil that's there. We're just not allowed to utilize that because that would drive the price down. And we have a great four-tip set on oil where we interview a gentleman who represents the oil wildcatters who are pleading to get a floor on the price of oil at $25 a barrel. At $25 a barrel, they'd go to work. They would produce all sorts of oil. They don't want all sorts of oil. They don't want to get the price down. When are the American people going to understand? Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. Give us a call if you have a question for Lindsey Williams, because he's certainly one of the most knowledgeable people on the scam that's being put over on the American people today. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it is a scam. 970-689-8255. Well, Lindsey, are you getting a lot of calls to be on radio programs at this time?
Dr. Stan, I'm so busy, it's almost unbelievable.
You hang on there.
Sometimes we'll 2 and 3 times a day.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Lindsey Williams right here at the American Freedom Network.
This is Pastor Michael Golden.
And Danny Golden.
And we're inviting you to join Voice of Many Waters in our regularly scheduled ministry times every Shabbat, every Saturday, for A Mikra, a holy convocation. We're going to begin on February the 2nd from 1 to 3 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish in Johnstown.
If you have any questions, you can contact us at 303-257-7576 or 970-978-0019.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Do you frequently turn up the TV? Does everyone seem to mumble? Do you struggle to hear loved ones during the holidays? If so, it's time to have your hearing checked.
Hello, my name is Michelle Gross, and I'm a certified audiologist. I've been helping people with their hearing and hearing aid problems for over 20 years. Columbine Hearing Center is dedicated to customized hearing health care.
Call 303-857-6688 today and make an appointment to start hearing better. KHNC listeners will receive a free 1-year supply of batteries with their new hearing aid. That's 303-857-6688.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Well, Dr. Stan, our number 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And I was just asking Lindsey if he was getting...
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. 205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
You're invited to join the Beth Messiah Congregation Sunday, June the 15th for Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost. The location is the North Shore Park of Lake Loveland in Loveland, Colorado. That's the amphitheater. Bring your own lunch and drink, no glass containers, please, and bring a blanket to sit on and some protection from the sun. Praise and worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Special guest speakers, Dr. Frank Morgan, Obadiah Frank, author of The Watchman's Cry, and Dr. Bree Keaton. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245 or 303-654-9924.
Confidence in the dollar because of its collapse, and they have ceased to use it as our reserve currency. Now let me give you the countries that as of the end of March no longer. For a rainy day, or you may lose your job. So you go down and establish a savings account. And you say, I want to put in X number of dollars. That is a reserve currency. It's there in case of an emergency. Now, all the nations of the world have a reserve currency. They always have. And they've used the dollar ever since it has been as sound as the dollar. Not anymore. The countries of the world are forsaking the dollar as the reserve currency. As a result, there are trillions of dollars floating around out there that nobody wants them. And the dollar is collapsing so rapidly. Now, here are the countries. I mean, this is so startling. Here are the countries that, as of the end of March, no longer use the dollar as their reserve currency. Here they are. China, Kuwait, Switzerland, Ecuador, Syria, Libya, South Korea, Argentina, Iran, Russia, Malaysia, Brazil, some Balkan countries. No longer are using the dollar as reserve currency. They're saying, we're going to use another currency. We can't trust the dollar anymore. Your $9.3 trillion national debt, we don't want to have to be a part of it. And they're forsaking the dollar. And because of it, the dollar is collapsing. So you're going to see a continual collapse of the dollar, which means hyperinflation in America. And every bit of this is a part of the plan that you've heard Dr. Stan talk about so much.
And, of course, people have to understand that even Alan Greenspan, going over and talking in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia about a month or so ago, was telling the Saudi Arabians and the oil ministers of the Arab countries that the only way they can stop importing inflation from the United States is to break the peg with the American dollar. And what that really means is oil will no longer be denominated in dollars. And at that point, people will have no reason to hold the dollar as a reserve currency. Right now, they hold it so they can buy the oil, which they're dependent on. And when that happens, all those trillions of dollars out throughout the world are going to come funneling back into the United States, creating inflation in the face of a depression. An inflationary depression is the worst of all worlds. But that's how you're going to bring the American people to their knees and get them to stop objecting to this idea of the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader. Well, we have somebody calling in. Who's calling in? Who's calling in? Well, we got the beep. Yeah, who's calling in?
Hi, this is Bob in Thornton, Colorado.
Hi, good to have you with us, Bob. Do you have a question?
Yes. Is there a book that you will be coming out with on this latest broadcast. And listening to you for several years and being a minister, I know that gold and silver backing of our currency has dropped. And I would like to know if Chaplain Lindsay has anything to say. He spoke about the reserve that is paper. Maybe someday we'll have to have a wheelbarrow full of currency to buy a loaf of bread. I will sign off now with you. May the good Lord keep both of you healthy.
Thank you so much. Well, of course, what they're suggesting is we're going to have inflation similar to that they had in the Weimar Republic, or similar to that that we have in our in Zimbabwe now, in that country where we put in the Marxist dictator over the objection of the Rhodesian people, because we promised if they ever got into trouble, we'd be there to help them. And you can see what a great help we're being. Actually, indirectly, we're financing Mugabe to keep him in power. We're subsidizing the Chinese communists who are keeping him in power. We're spending money in there to Rhodesia, they call it Zimbabwe, to fund their war against AIDS. That's simply a means of subsidizing Mugabe, the Marxist tyrant who rules the country and refuses to accept the fact he's been voted out of office. We're sending money in for agriculture. The United Nations is sending food in to keep Mugabe in power. And who do you think pays for that food? We pay for 25% of the United Nations. We're keeping Mugabe in power. And if we'll do that to the Rhodesian people, the Zimbabwe people, would they do that?